is no longer dependent on Facebook or YouTube to live stream our original programming. As of now, American Family Radio shows like Today's Issues, The Core, Airing the Addisons, and The Hamilton Corner are streaming live on the AFA streaming app. Independent live streaming is the next step as we come out from among them and separate ourselves unto the Lord. Search AFA Streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up. Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the last 25 minutes of Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Hey, if you miss some of the show or any of the shows here on American Family Radio, you want to catch them, we put them up on a podcast. So just click on that, and boom, there you are. You can listen to them live. Well, they're not live. They wouldn't be live because they're after the show. Listen, I know these kind of things. And so if you go to AFR.net, click on podcast, you can listen to any show you want to there. Sandy Rios, she just does podcasting for us now, podcasting. So if you want to hear Sandy, used to love Sandy on in the morning, can't hear her anymore in the morning, but you want to listen to her show on podcast, which she does three times a week, just go to AFR.net, click on podcast. Ray Pritchard is in Kansas City. Tim and Fred, yes, I did talk third person. Along with Steve Paisley Jordahl, are in Tupelo, Mississippi. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I have to talk to you after the show today.
Yeah.
I have been offered a job with Men in Black, so we're going to have to talk and see how that transition is going to work.
Well, you know, I don't know why anyone would want to – come on, Tim. Don't do Biden. I don't know why anyone would want to wear – black in summertime.
Right, well.
Right? It tracks heat.
It's going to be men in tan.
Yeah, men in tan. Khakis. All right, so, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Alex was on. We told him we were going to talk about UFOs. We didn't ever get to it. And when you say UFOs and talk and discussion, a lot of people think it's...
Tin hat time.
E.T.,
yeah,
you know, what was the one with Richard Dreyfuss, that movie?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Uh-huh. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the people think science fiction movies.
Yeah.
Little Martians.
They're not really far off, I think, according to the testimony yesterday.
So we're not kidding, folks. This is a, so put all the imagery out of your mind because there is a, we don't know what the imagery should look like, but there was a serious, hearing yesterday in the it the House or the Senate?
It was the House. It was the House Oversight Committee.
Okay, what was it about?
It was about so they've changed the UFO has a lot of baggage. It does kind of it's the science fiction tin hat thing. So they're now calling them UAPs, which are unidentified anomalous phenomena, are also part of the reasons because they're not all flying. Some of them have been noticed under the water, but it's been coming up publicly. A lot of Air Force pilots and commercial pilots have been reporting and some even filming objects traveling in space in a way that we didn't think they could. We didn't think it was possible. Objects going at very fast speed without any kind of a heat trail at all. Things that are not supposed to be able to happen, people are filming them happening. And so not that long ago, the government said, yeah, we are looking at UAPs. We don't know exactly what they are, but we're gonna look into it. So this hearing was in the House Oversight Committee, and they had several witnesses. One of them was David Grush, who was an intelligence officer in the Air Force National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And appeared before the committee, and he had a conversation with Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina that, frankly, I don't know what to do with. Let's listen to Cut 9.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
as I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Gotcha.
I would have to talk what?
In a skiff. That's a secured, it's where they do the top secret briefings. It's
I got you.
Room isolated from any electronics. And
what do you think about that, Fred?
Well, there is too much evidence coming from credible individuals. One of the other witnesses yesterday is a former fighter pilot, F-18 Navy pilot. He himself, he testified that he has witnessed objects of which there is no explanation. In other words, no heat trail from an engine, high speed, can turn on a dime. And he says he's not the only one. He says he has fellow pilots who have seen these things. I think there was further testimony yesterday that the armed services of this country, is at least segments of it, are aware of this. They have knowledge. They have fragments of, I'll call it an aircraft, that they say the composition is out of this world. In other words, it's not man-made. So that is the testimony that came forward yesterday. If that is true, then you go to the next question, what is the source? What is this? What are these flying objects? Who's flying them? Who are they? All of those sorts of things. And if you were expecting a conclusion to those questions yesterday, you came away disappointed.
Right.
One question you have to ask yourself, are these people credible witnesses? This fellow yesterday, apparently a very credible witness. Are we to then suppose that a very credible witness is just making stuff up? That doesn't. Yes, I think the idea of the, you know, the farmer in the cornfield who saw something and he can't explain what he saw, that's one thing. But you've got these very highly trained pilots who are trained, let us say, to be skeptical about what they see and hear around them. They're giving credible testimony that there are some things around them that simply cannot be explained by any known natural or scientific explanation or any natural scientific mechanism. It leads you to think, yes, there is something to these stories. There's some truth to it. There's some factuality behind it. Don't know what to say beyond that.
Ray, this raises some very interesting theological questions for me. It used to be kind of my seminary professor used to call it pipe and beer discussions, where it was just you sit around, you're talking about whatever, it's not serious. What do you think about aliens? What would happen? Ray, what happens if we discover aliens, or intelligent life elsewhere in this universe? What does that do to our theology?
Well, I think if I can answer before Ray answers.
Yeah.
If we get some intelligent life, then we need to put them in Washington, D.C.
That would be a good,
thank you.
Good first move.
That's right. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ray.
And second, where is Alex when we
need? I know. That's really not fair to throw at Ray right there. But we're not going to hold you accountable. Well, you are asking. Are you asking whether the...
Okay, so the Bible says that Jesus Christ came and died, and his blood is sufficient for all who believe.
Right.
Right? That's salvation. Is Jesus' blood, does that account for those on other worlds?
That's not a fair question, but...
I don't know. It's just...
I know. You answer it.
I don't know.
Don't put it on Ray. You answer that question. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go first, Steve.
No, I have no idea. I mean, I've heard a couple things. Some people say, well, these could be angels or demons, spiritual beings.
You talking about these UFO?
Yeah, the non-organic, but they're organic, so they're not just spirit.
I have a theory.
Yes,
sir. But I'll let Ray, you want to even take a stab at what?
I'm going to completely ignore Steve's question.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, you know what?
Which, but I do want to make this comment. if you're asking a broader type question, okay, is there anything behind all of this, behind the sightings and so on over the years? Well, this much is true. If you read the Bible, and Steve, you put your finger on part of it, we're not alone. That's really clear. We are not alone in this universe. The Bible does talk about angels. It talks about demons. And I'm just reviewing for myself. Those of us who believe in a literal interpretation of the book of Revelation, if you consider what we believe is going to be unleashed on the earth in the last days, Revelation 9 talks about these locusts coming out of the abyss in the center of the earth and gives a very detailed and very strange description of those creatures in Revelation 9. Revelation 16 talks about these three frogs that are spirit beings who influence the kings of this earth. It ought to at least open the door to the possibility that some of the things people are seeing are truly spiritual in nature. They are manifestations of angelic beings or demonic beings. That at least is not inconsistent with what the Bible teaches us about angels and demons. Guys, we are not alone in the universe. That much is clear.
I would just ditto Ray and what he has to say. We cannot deny, because of the authority of Scripture, there are spiritual beings out there. Some people do believe that the what's behind these UFOs or unidentified aerial phenomena are demons. And that is the only way to explain the fact of their movements, of the fragments that have come from some of these that are not, cannot identify them as coming from human manufacturing. So we just have to leave it out there. We
the
know
truth
our
is out there.
We know our God is in control. That's for sure. But as Ray says, yeah, Revelation is very clear on when the judgments come during the tribulation period. These beings that Revelation talks about are going to be unleashed in this world.
Could and to go a step further, could the things that we are seeing, and there are more reports of them now,
yes,
than in the past, could these things be one of the, quote, signs that lead us to believe we are moving toward these last, we're rushing headlong toward the events of the last days? And my answer to that question is yes, I think it very well could be. Yet one more reason to think we are not far from those last days events.
Calling men women and women men wasn't enough for you, Ray? You have to have aliens.
There's
too, huh?
More. Yes, that's more than enough for me. But even so, we shouldn't be. Look, read Acts chapter 2 and read Matthew 24. There will be signs, the sun, the moon, the stars, things going on, unusual events, cataclysmic type events in the last days. We shouldn't be surprised that there are these manifestations in the world around us.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. We're here every Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we do UFO stuff. Right. On Fridays, we do the trivia.
Trivia about UFOs.
Yeah. So
that's right.
If you want to have a good laugh, have some fun with us, tomorrow's the day for Trivia Friday. To Steve's question, and I think we've all it's on Fox News right now about government absolutely in possession of UFOs. Ooh. Interesting. I wonder if they're out at that, what is that place called?
Area 51. Area 51.
The Bible does or doesn't say, Ray, whether there is life on in other universes. Would it be called a universe or galaxy?
Galaxies.
I mean, galaxy.
Right.
The universe.
I don't think the Bible clearly
says one way or another, or
right.
You would say because it doesn't say, therefore it shouldn't concern us. Is that?
Well, maybe more the latter. I don't. And Fred, jump in here. Help me out.
Yeah, y'all go ahead.
You're asking the question.
I know.
Could there be human life like our life on other,
right,
other
that's
galaxies?
What I'm asking.
I don't see that the Bible answers that question definitively. Fred?
No, I agree. The Bible doesn't address it. And I think to the second point, if God wanted us to be concerned about that,
right,
to know about it, he would have told,
right,
and we would have it in Scripture.
Well,
but it's not there, so let's not even be right. concerning ourselves with
the,
that.
But the universe is we're seeing this with this Hubble. Is it Hubble?
No, it's the James.
It's the new one.
Yeah, the James something.
This new telescope got out going through. You know, we're seeing again that, of course, the web telescope.
James,
when I use the word universe, does that mean everything?
Yeah.
Well, you got to talk about the dimensions. That people talk about the three dimensions. There's the dimension that we see, you know, where the airplanes fly today. There's the dimension of the planets, and then the third dimension is where theologians say that's where God dwells.
Well, the heavens is what I would call it.
Right.
Well, then they talk about different heavens.
Okay, I'm not talking about the heaven we go to when we die.
No.
And we physically die here, and then Jesus says, if you believe in me, you go to heaven.
Yes.
Which is a place. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the heavenlies as you look up there, but look up into the sky like at night. But I'm talking about, I don't want to get stuck on this, but I am curious, the word universe.
Yeah. What
does that mean? Does that mean infinite? In other words, okay.
As much as is created, as much as the Webb telescope can capture and beyond, everything is in one universe. Now, maybe the heaven that we go to is in the fifth dimension, and then we go up, up, and away when we go.
Well, that was a popular song.
Nicely done. We need that Twilight Zone music in the background here.
Yes, yes, but I guess my point is, and I got it a little diverted there, talking about what is the definition of universe versus a galaxy, for example.
Galaxy is a local cluster of stars, which can be hundreds of light years, thousands of light years big. But
from everything we know at this point, there is no other place that would be compatible with life as we know it on Earth.
As we know it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Talking about plant, animal, human life.
That's right.
There's nowhere. So at least as far as our knowledge is concerned, there is the Earth, as the Bible says it is, is a unique place.
Yes.
Created by God.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
For human life and other forms of life. Right, Ray?
Right. And it is to this planet and only to this planet that the Son of God came.
Yes.
As the Savior of the world.
Right. And the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth. And then then it tells a story of man, right? Mm-hmm. And God's relationship to man.
I am not quarreling at all with the fact that God created Earth and it very well could be the only planet that's habitable that has life. And I do believe
it is the only planet.
It's the only one we've seen. There are other planets they've found, but let me just God can set this world apart. And not create anything else like this world. So the human drama is the divine drama. There's no other drama. Right. I'm there. But there are 200 billion trillion stars in the universe. Many of them have planets. What are the odds of another one being the right distance from the sun, from a sun, and having the right...
Well,
that's a lot of stars.
I know, but how do you? Where are you getting these numbers from? 200 billion. What now?
Google.
Oh,
how many stars in the universe? 200 billion trillion.
I was, you know,
that's
there's no end. There's
that's
no
a lot.
There's no end to the universe.
No.
So there would be infinite. You can't wrap your head around that.
No.
Which only to me says there is a supreme being who created all this.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And
he is in control.
And his relationship is with man on earth.
He created man, and he gave man free choice.
The earth is a special place.
And God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. He lived on this earth. He came and he bled and died to pay the price for our sins. He is ascended back to heaven. And he's,
which is like a real place, not a planet, right?
Yes, and the
it is a planet or it isn't.
Heaven.
It's a real place.
It's a real place, not a planet.
But it's not a place you could travel to, even if you had the best.
Yeah, I do. Just for those who write in and say, get Tim off there. He doesn't even know that I knew the answer to the question, but I ask a lot of questions because I know people maybe who are people, maybe people listening to us right now who are not Christians, and they're wondering what do Christians believe, and what does the Bible say? That's why I sometimes ask questions like
Here's the exciting part. I mean, our future just gets more exciting as time goes on. Jesus is coming back someday to set up a kingdom on this earth. He's going to be dwelling in Jerusalem. Where's Jerusalem? Jerusalem of today is where he's going to be. And he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. This is just a short time that we're in right now. Just a very short time. Just Bible talks about a vapor. We're just in a short time. It only gets more exciting for the Christian. It only gets more exciting. And then there's a new heaven and a new earth that's coming at the end of the millennium.
Okay, so Ray, maybe for people who are listening or skeptics or they're not Christians, and they're hearing this discussion by these whacked out Christians who believe in fairy tales like heaven and earth. This is not a fairy tale.
Oh, no. No, it's true. Look, this earth is real. We are real. The human race is real. What is true is that God sent his son from heaven to earth. God, who created this vast universe with all these billions, trillions of stars and galaxies, the God who made all of it, gave himself in the person of his son, the Lord Jesus, born as a virgin in Bethlehem, a little village outside the city of Jerusalem, there to be born, to live a perfect, sinless life, then to die on the cross, paying the price for the sins of the world, rising from the dead, thus guaranteeing, providing salvation for anyone, anywhere, who will turn to him. And that's always, isn't it, the gospel invitation, come to Jesus, come and see. So if you're doubtful, you're skeptical, and you go, these guys are just making it up, we want to say what's said in the Gospels, come and see for yourself. Come to Jesus, come admitting that you're a sinner, come admitting that you need a brand new life. When you come to Jesus, you will discover he is the Son of God, who will take away your sins and give you a brand new life. This is the gospel based on what Jesus did 2,000 years ago.
Okay, so you at your website, people can learn a lot more about what you're speaking of, right? What is your website?
Keepbelieving.com. Keepbelieving.com. Come on over and see us. You'll find what I just said explained many different ways, the good news of the gospel of Jesus.
Hey, guys, we got about a minute left, but I think, you know, you guys talked about the UFOs potentially being demonic creatures.
Possibly.
Or beings or entities, however you want to describe it, possibly. And you guys gave biblical citations for the possibility of that. It could also be something like Chinese spying.
We don't know all the technology.
I'm just speculating. I say Chinese because they're the preeminent superpower in the world under us, rivaling us now. In terms of technology, secrecy, you know, we've seen their spy balloons. That wasn't high tech, really, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it could be that, or to get really conspiratorial, it could be our own government creating, you know what I'm saying? But that would be hard to keep secret. That would be hard to...
Well, they're not keeping it secret.
Well, that's true.
They're naming UAFs and then they're...
I don't know, but they're unidentified flying objects. Did that man say that they're in possession of...
Yes.
Biologics, right?
Yes. Biologics.
Biologics.
What is that?
Non-human flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about to go eat lunch. And now I got to think about biologics, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
I'm sorry. My pleasure.
It's okay. Fred.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks to Brent Creeley, our producer, Chris Woodward, Alex, Jan, who were on earlier. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street.